fantastic just to go, you know, to a Paralympics and be a part of the team and the vibe, and you know, and to have one of our shooters, you know, to be the first one to medal, you know, for bronze medal for the first, you know, first medal for the Australian team was just a fantastic and really such a buzz. It just means push on to Rio, you know. It just means that's, you know, just the coverage with the ABC and with everything. It's just been such, just inspired me as well, and all the feedback that I've got from family and friends and stuff with social media. You know, it's just a push really now to Rio and just keep doing, you know, what I'm doing, pretty much just living life and doing a sport that I enjoy.
The Paralympics received such a positive response here, and I'm not really talking about the media. I think a lot of people took a different type of inspiration from the Paralympics and, importantly, Paralympians like yourself. Can you describe that sense of just what the camaraderie was like and being there with all Paralympians from Australia and other countries? Was it the way that we seem to absorb it here in watching it?
Yeah, definitely. Like, you know, I see people that are a lot worse off than me, and then the things that they achieve, you know, even I watched it on TV, some of the stuff live with the swimmers with no arms and everything like that, just the things they do, and, you know, I think they're swimming, you know, how are they doing that? And, you know, just the things that they do, so it's just, you know, and then, you know, some of them, the Australians that are winning medals and stuff like that with all the different disabilities and everything, and just achieving and, you know, doing their goals and achieving what they, you know, their dreams of winning stuff.
I spoke to Jodie Elkington, sprinter from Wodonga. Well, actually, I spoke to her dad, David, actually, but about her performance and the preparation and what she was getting out of it. And, of course, he said lots of things, and he said lots of things about how the family were supporting her. Actually, he said they were having a great time all on their own being over there in London. But
yeah.
One of the things he said was that Jodie had gotten so much confidence out of it. Is there well, can you describe that from your point of view? Have you gotten the same thing, or what would you say you've got?
It's just a buzz with the whole, you know, with everything, with the support that we got. Like, we had some of the best sports doctors in Australia with us, the physios and masseurs, the whole team, and everything was just, you know, it was such a buzz and really good vibes. You know, you get out of the lift and you get in the lift, you know, people that you've never met before, you know, you're all sort of one big family. And then, you know, you sort of chat in the lift on the way down to go into events or the way home from events, and, you know, people that won medals or didn't win medals, but it's still, you know, it's just the family, just support that's there.
If that, and as I say, that seems to be the perception amongst the general populace in Australia, that there is that distinct difference between the Paralympics and the so-called able-bodied Olympics. Why the difference? Why do you think that difference is there?
We call that the test event, the Olympics. prepare it all for us.
All right, the prelim.
Yeah, that's right, the prelim. It's just, you know, getting over, you know, getting over a disability as well and living with that disability and those difficult times that you go through every day, you know. Every time you want to do something, it's always difficult. But we don't really treat it like being difficult. It's this part of our life now. I've been a chair for 23 years. So everything I do is just a part of my life. It's just a normal routine. I don't think sort of much of it. But, yeah, you just see other people with the disabilities and they've overcome that as well. And so they've overcome a disability and hardship in their life and then they achieve the highest possible, you know, in sport as well.
Jason Moroney is with us, shooter from Glenrowan, just back from the Paralympics and just getting over the jet lag. The closing ceremony, Jason, they're such extravagantes. What was that like?
It's very good, you know. I won't compare it to anything else. I've been to Beijing as well, but it was just fantastic to have, you know, such high profile performers there, Coldplay, Rihanna, and just all the gala they put on. It was, and just being, you know, treated so special and being, you know, we had front row seats for all that. It was just amazing.
And you made it onto the ABC TV panel for the Paralympics as well.
Yeah, I did. That was good fun. Real good fun as well, yeah.
Do you have to do any special commentary prep?
No, not for the first bit, but for the second one, they came back to the village and done a bit of stuff and had a bit of a muck around, which was really good.
Well, that could be a new career in the offing.
Yeah, I don't think so.
What's next for you, once you recover from the jet lag, of course?
Just a matter of changing a few things. I really don't, you know, we've got pretty much 6 months or more off. There's probably no real events until February next year. But I want to still prepare myself and be happy with a few changes that I need to do. I've got a new wheelchair, so I need to make a new framework and stuff that I shoot with. I'm looking at getting a new rifle, so I need to sort that out. I've had my eyes tested while I was in London. They had, you know, everything there to have, you know, your eyes done, teeth. So I need to get some new shooting glasses and just adapt to that and shoot some good scores and maybe do one day a week training and just try and relax and just get back into a routine and get over the buzz and the thing of Paralympics and get back into shooting.
Equipment upgrades. Sounds pricey. How hard is it for Paralympians to get sponsors?
Very difficult. Very difficult. It's the media coverage isn't, you know, or hasn't been, it hasn't been that good in the past. It's you know, the coverage has been fantastic, you know, as I said before, the feedback we've got. It's very difficult. It's a lot better now through the Australian government helping with funds and stuff like that. It's very difficult to get sponsorship and, you know, things are still very expensive.
Good luck on that front.
Thank you very much.
And, of course, you'll have Rio in your sights.
That's right. Yeah, if there's anyone out there that wants to make any donations or help out with sponsorship and be part of this, you know, great, fantastic sport and you know, Paralympics, they can probably get in contact with Wangaratta Camping World and that would be fantastic.
Wangaratta Camping World, and they'll help with any sponsorship donations towards your specific preparation. Is
definitely,
that what you mean?
My niece works there, and they're very, very supportive.
All right, good. So it's all in the family. Your niece will take care of it all, by the sounds.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, put the family to work, and we should all now turn our Paralympics inspiration into hopefully some financial support to help you go a step further in Rio.
Thank you very much.